KCAZYB, 2E0 in XK.
XK, KCAZYB.
How you doing, Jeff? Hope you're doing okay. Hope your leg's better. How's your leg? I'm just heading back to the office. Thought I'd put a quick shout out for you. See what's happening. Back to you, mate.
Bother me, man. This one was a lot worse than anything I've dealt with like that. I've had those major spasms in the past, but they would always clear up, you know, within an hour. But my calf muscle is just hurting something fierce, man. I can't hardly put any weight on it. So I just been I think it's because I'm dehydrated, man. So I just been slamming a bunch of water. I ate a couple bananas and drank a big glass of orange juice. I did some reading online, and it sounds like it's from a magnesium deficiency or dehydration. So I'm just going to slam a bunch of water.
2E0 NXK mobile. Yeah, it doesn't sound good, mate. I must admit, it's a little bit concerning. But, like I said, I've only had that once or twice. Maybe that can be proper painful. Well, it's, what a time. It's 3:15 here. Another hour and a half and I'll be heading home. I think I've had enough. I'll tell you what, it has not answered. Still cloudy and dark and very miserable looking. So I can't wait to get home, kick back and relax. That's what I'll be doing. Back to you from 2 Echo 0, November X-ray key.
Here on XK, KCAZYB. Yeah, it finally cleared up here a little bit today. The sun's out. It's still kind of gloomy here and there. It's cloudy out, partly cloudy outside, but the rain's gone. Yeah, I'm glad, man. I mean, the last 3 or 4 days has been nothing but continuous rain around here. But it's probably really humid outside, because we got up in the low 70s yesterday. And what is it? Well, maybe not. It's only 55 degrees today, so, or 53 right now. So it probably doesn't feel too bad out there. But how's this thing sounding to you, Gary? I really need to get that J-pole a little bit further out into the yard. It's right against the house right now. Is it sounding okay?
2E0 NXK returning. Sounds real good, Jeff. Sounds mighty fine, mate. No issues. Fully audible. You nearly sound human. I think that's a good thing. No, sound good. No problem at all. How far is the repeater from your QTH?
30 miles from me. According to repeater book, it's like 28.5 miles from my location. But this thing, from what I understand, I think it's up on the Blue Ridge Mountains, like at a 3,000 foot elevation. So I'm sure it's got a huge footprint, man.
Yeah, well, it sounds good. I was listening to some guys on here this morning. The audio has been real good. So yeah, quite like that. So quite enjoy going on here. Quite. So if you can't find me anywhere else, you know where I'll be sitting. Makes a pleasant drive when you've got a bit of activity going on. Our repeaters round our way here can be very, very quiet. I mean, literally no traffic all day. You might get the odd one at drive time, but yeah, you don't get a great deal. This one here, I was listening to yesterday and today. It's been okay. It's been very good, in fact. So I might try and see if I can jump on the net. I had it already last night, if I'm honest, but I just went out like a light. Next thing, it was... I think I spoke to you, didn't I, when I woke up last night. Thank you, mate.
It's a little rough. You know, 9 p.m. Eastern and 2 a.m. for you, so... Yeah, that's a little rough. You and Wayne will probably be the only ones that check into it that late in the evening. And it surprised me when Dion jumped out of here last night. But weren't you telling me several months ago that you have a local repeater there that's EchoLink is accessible as well? If you do, you ought to send me the details, and I can jump on that one from time to time, too.
2E0 NXK returning. Yeah, I will I will send you the details. It's not always linked, which is a shame, because, again, you know, it's good to get other traffic on it through the link. But, yeah, I will send it over to you, mate. I'll ping it over later on, on Messenger. But, yeah, I mean, I would think that Echolink would give it traffic, but I think some people are very anti-Echolink, which is a shame, because I quite enjoy Echolink, and I listen around and see what's going on, getting to, I'll probably get on the Alaska Morning Net, whatever it's called, around about 6 my time. What was that other one? Calabunga Net as well, on Do Drop In, but yeah. I think Echolink is quite a nice, when you want to, you know, when it's quiet elsewhere, I pop on Echolink and just, you know, have a little listen around, see what's going on. Back to you, mate.
That's nice when you have an active system like this. I've checked into the Alaska Morning Net and the Calabunga Net on Do Drop In. I used to check into it a lot when I was on the island because, I mean, as you know, the repeaters there were just like a ghost town. Nobody ever used them. I mean, just a couple of days a week, Saturday and Sunday morning, to get people together for the Saturday and Sunday morning or early afternoon meetings. Other than that, it was just a ghost town. I don't understand it. You know, I would talk to more tourists than anything. Hey, give me just a second, Gary. I'm going to see if Judd will jump out here. He's giving me a holler on the other one, so give me just a second. 20NXK, KCZYB. 0NXK, KCZYB. Gary, you still out there? 20NXK, KCZYB. KCZYB here in Greenville, South Carolina. We got any of the local guys out here that can give me some information about the club here for this repeater system? I've been in Greenville now a couple of months, and I haven't had an opportunity to get my club dues in to join the clubs here locally. If there's anybody out there and give me some info, it would be greatly appreciated. Kilo, Charlie 8, Zulu, Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff.
Jeff, this is Intom. Okay to go ahead.
Some of my friend, yeah, we've talked a couple of times. I'm trying to get the info for the club for the repeater system here. I want to go ahead and get my application fee in and get that rolling.
Sure. You got internet, I suppose. Everybody does. Go to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and there's a link there. And you can pay for your dues, which is $20 a year, on PayPal. And I think first, and Gary would know the most, KIs or DOS, you make out your application and then they formally accept you, which I'm sure you will be, and then you can pay your dues. But it's the BAR's website, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Jeff, if I got your name right, I was working on a dehumidifier over here. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Tom. Now, is there any other local clubs here outside of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society that I should check into, or is this pretty much the primary one in the area here?
Well, this is the one for the repeater that's up on Caesar's Head at 3,500 feet, and it's excellent. And they meet down at the old Red Cross building as soon as this COVID stuff gets by. And it's a very fine group. And the other one is the Greer Amateur Radio Club, and it is excellent. I'm a member of that also, and it's the same, $20 a year. And wow. There's guys down there that have been engineers all their life and all the way down to us more commoners. I was an electrician, electronic technician, but there's guys in there that start out that don't know squat, that they derive all of this history from some of the greatest guys around here in amateur radio. So I highly recommend the Greer Amateur Radio Club, too.
Appreciate that, Tom. I'm going to take care of both of them right now, then, and go get the applications filled out and the dues paid, and see if they will let me join the clubs here. I'm sure you heard my buddy out there from the UK. He lives in Milton Keynes in the UK. His name's Gary. He is probably still out here listening, unless he was in a bad cell coverage area and he dropped out of Echo Link. But let's see if he's still out there, Tom. 2E0NXK from KC8ZYP. You still around, buddy? So he's still working, and he's out in the field a lot. He could have got a business call. But, yeah, you guys will probably start hearing a couple of different guys from the UK getting into the system via Echo Link, and possibly another good friend of ours from the Gold Coast in Australia. His call is VK4SED. His name's Mike. So you may hear him out here from time to time as well. I mean, I love this system. I didn't realize the repeater was up 3,500 feet. That's amazing, man. I was thinking it was right at 3,000, so I was 500 feet off on that when I was explaining it to people. And I figured it had to have been because, you know, according to repeater book, this thing is like 28.5 miles from my location here in Greenville. Go ahead there, Tom. KC8ZYP.
Your call down here, KC8ZYB. Yes, I've heard Jeff. I have heard Gary from the UK and Utah, and it's fascinating. I've just never wanted to interrupt. I have talked to a gentleman in the VK a few months ago, and actually one from Austria that was really interesting. I do mostly CW and some sideband, and I just have two wire antennas here, Jeff, but one of them's 265 British. Yeah, I'm getting old. Anyway, it's a Carolina Wyndham, and then I have a super loop up that's 100 feet, and enjoy CW the most, and sideband also. Been a ham 27 years, Jeff, and never been much of a competitor in contests and that, but there's a lot of guys on here that have, and enjoy all aspects of this hobby, so you really enjoy it. And W4DJW, I think, takes care of the Echo Link part. Another extremely brilliant gentleman, as well as a fine friend, and helped me get my first antenna up, and he deals in software architecture. So any problems with the Echo Link, that's who I would address them to, and he can tell you how to figure that out. I don't use it, but I talk to people on it if I get the opportunity. KC8ZYB N0TR.
KC8ZYB. Yeah, man, see, I have a super loop up 100 feet in the air. Wow, man. That thing ought to be doing amazing things, being that high in the air. Lord have mercy. And see, I'm finally, I've been licensed for about 17 years now. And I've always lived in big metro cities primarily. Well, I did. You know, I was in Columbus, Ohio for well over 25 years. And I grew up in a small country town, though. I mean, there was... there wasn't even a stoplight or anything, just a stop sign when you got into the little city. And when I graduated high school, I moved into the big metro city. But I've always been in an apartment environment where I couldn't do much with antennas at all. But now, you know, I'm in Greenville in a house where I can actually put stuff up on the roof or whatever I want to do. So I'm going to be getting that stuff situated here real soon. Now, a good friend of mine that may jump out of here and talk to you guys as well, he lives in Columbus, Ohio. His call is K8RAP, Randy. He has built me two really nice copper waterline J-poles over the last 16 years, and he just built me a new one that he did some modifications to, and that's what I'm using for 2 meter 440. And I've got a huge sugar magnolia tree right outside the bay window here in my room. I'm going to get that J-pole up above that tree line and strap it to a real strong branch on that sugar magnolia and get it above the tree line. And that thing ought to be doing really well when I do that. I don't know what I'm going to get for an HF antenna yet. It's still up in the air. But I did decide on a radio that I'm going to get. You know, I don't have a ton of money. I'm disabled, so I can't buy some of these big rigs like a lot of these guys have. A good friend of mine just bought a Yaesu FT-DX10, and it is one awesome radio. But anyway, so you're using a Carolina Wyndham too. Those are nice antennas. I helped my uncle get his first Carolina Wyndham set up. And he lives in Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't think he's as active as what he once was. He's you know, getting up there in age, and he's had a lot of bouts with cancer and other things that he's, fortunately, he's in remission from all of it now, but I don't think he's as active as he once was. But anyway, yeah, I love the hobby. I love all of the different avenues you can take with the hobby, the digital stuff. I mean, everything. You know, I enjoy all of it, especially now that I can't work.
Repeater time out. Exit. Repeater time out. Clear.
I think the alligator bit you, and you timed it out. I've done that once or twice, and it happens to everybody. Let's see if I got it. This is your old TR. Hey, Jeff, the Superloop is not up that high. It's 100 foot long. I was just comparing it to the Wyndham being 265 feet, I think it is. And they're up about, 60, 70 feet, though, in the trees. And I got some big oak trees here, so they do quite well. But it's good to talk to you this morning. If you need any help, just give us a call. And I listen a lot, and I always use my mobile in my car and my truck. And I look forward to talking to you down the line, but I better get back busy here on this dehumidifier. It's one of those things, you get it apart and you go buy a new one. So you take care, Jeff. KC8ZYB and 0TR. Be clear on your final.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Sorry for timing out the system. If you know what the timer is on that, if you could, before you take off, let me know, like, how many minutes it is before it times out. And I might be able to set an alert up here on this radio so I don't time it out again. Sometimes I get a little long. My friend, yes, I'm going to be talking to you again. Maybe I'll catch out here a little bit later on when you slow down a little bit. So we'll catch you later, buddy. Good talking to you. N0TR from KC8ZYB. 73, my friend.
Okay, Jeff. I'm going to guess that it's 3 minutes. It's pretty long. It's a 100-watt transmitter. And then on the nets at night, I think they turn that off so that it doesn't time out during the nets. And I'm guilty of being long-winded, too, so there's nothing wrong with that, Jeff. It just says we love people and love to visit, and there's nothing wrong with that, although I've been criticized for it, especially in my working years. Anyways, you had to be friendly with those guys working in the machine shop on their machines, and you had to know how to run their machines. And if you weren't friendly with them, they could flip a switch and make you look for hours for that switch or micro switch or something just to be ornery. And we had a mechanic that didn't get along with people, and they done that to him quite often, especially when it was about a half hour before it was time to go home. I never was known for that, but I tried to tell management, if you don't keep a rapport between the operators, you're going to lose a lot of time out there in production. And I know I was right. KC8ZYB, I think it's about 3 minutes, Jeff, so don't worry about it. This is N0TR, 73s. Have a good day.
Deal.
All right, man. Maybe we'll catch up a little bit later. Try to enjoy the rest of your day since it looks like we might have some halfway decent weather without the rain. All right, buddy. Catch you later. N0TR from KCAZYB 73.
K4TLC. I guess Gary jumped out, Jeff.
Got a call or something because he dropped out real quick. I would imagine he probably got a call. But he's been jumping out here a lot, so I just been leaving this V8000 turned on all the time. And did you call me on Ham Shack last night around 11 or 12 or something? If you did, I was already crashed out, man. I heard it ring, and I was just out of it.
Yeah, I was trying to call you, ask you if you got the zero tier set up, but no problem. Yeah, I'm connected to the my cloud node, so that's how I'm coming through DB switch K4TLC.
Some Jaeger audio sounds really good, really good. Good deal. Yeah, I know Gary had mentioned several months ago that they actually have a 2-meter repeater in his area that's actually EchoLink accessible. He's supposed to be sending me the details on it, but he did say that they don't have it connected all the time. But he's supposed to send me the details. Maybe I can jump out there later on and try to get a hold of him on that one. But, yeah, I love this thing. I don't know if you heard Tom, N0TR. He said this repeater is actually up 3,500 feet.
Sounds like it's got a really good footprint. That's pretty good. I wish we had one here in Lugolf that way. But no problem. All right, Jeff, I'm getting out of here. I got to go to work. Well, I'm going to try to work a little bit. Overslept, so I'm going to go in and see what we can do, but I'll be listening. KE4TLC.
Here in a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's 28.5 miles from me, so almost 30 miles from my location here, according to repeater book. So, and I've just got that J-pole right against the house. It's only about a foot or so from the house in the ground. But there's no metal siding on this house or anything, no aluminum siding or nothing like that, so it's not going to affect it. It's all wood shingles. But anyway, all right, man, we'll catch you a little bit later on. KE4TLC from KCAZYB73.
Hey, let's see if Gary's listening again. 2E0NXK, KE4TLC, getting ready to be mobile.
WHM monitoring.
Come on, buddy. Call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff. How are you?
Just heard everybody on the radio. Thought I'd throw a call out and say good morning. Yeah, it's still morning, so good morning, everybody. And reaching out. I'm over here in Hartwell, Georgia, so I'm making a long trip to the repeater.
I know, man. This is one awesome system here. I just moved to the area a couple of months ago, and I was living on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina for about 8 years. The repeaters there were just completely dead. We had a huge club. I mean, there was 50 or 60 guys in this club, and they just never used the repeaters. They would use them twice a week on Saturday and Sunday morning to get people together for either lunch or breakfast on those 2 days. Other than that, it was completely dead. You know, I talked to more tourists on that local 2-meter than I did anyone that lived there locally. So I'm really glad that I came across this system when I moved here. I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. And I didn't catch your call and your name, buddy. I'm sorry. Could you give that to me so I can get you in the logbook?
The name is Phil, and the call sign is November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike. N4WHM.
Phil, I got you marked down here. I need to give me another notebook. Go to the dollar store there and pick up a couple notebooks here so I can start getting everybody's calls and names written down. I've got a couple of notebooks that is completely filled up from over the years around the southern states here when I moved into the south from Ohio. And a ton from up in Ohio, so it's time to get a new one here. But yeah, Phil, I don't know if you heard earlier, me, that was Dion that was just talking to me. He's out in Lugolf. But there's a couple of friends of ours that you'll probably start hearing from time to time out in the UK.
And Gary was just out here a little bit ago. He's out on the road working. But his call is 2E0NXK. And then you'll hear a truck driver out here from time to time, Pete, M1PJB, and he lives in Cramlington, UK. And there's another guy, Wayne, G7OKI, he lives in Portsmouth in the UK. And you may hear a friend of ours in Gold Coast, Australia. His name's Mike, and his call is VK4SED. So you might start hearing these guys jump in here from time to time, especially the evening net. I think a couple of them are going to start doing that as well. Anyway, back to you, Phil. N4WHM from KCAZYB.
Hey, the this repeater is fairly active. They do good jobs on the nets. I'll say irregular. I check in from time to time, and you know, there's several other Greenbill repeaters people talk on, but this is the primary one. And like I said, having the antenna up at 3,500 feet, it does a good job getting the whole upstate, northeast Georgia, North Carolina covered. Over.
To be Friday, yeah. I mean, when I was in Columbus, Ohio, they had a really good system there as well. There's just a ton of high-rise buildings in the downtown metro area, and there were several of the 2-meter and 440 repeaters on those tall buildings down there. And, you know, that footprint was pretty good. I don't know what the elevation was on them. Obviously, it wasn't any 3,500 feet, nowhere near it. But the one, I think it was 14676, it was the primary in Columbus, Ohio, and I could drive hour and 15 minutes in any direction outside the city and still hit that thing rock solid. So it was a good system, but nowhere near what this thing's doing. I mean, it does stay fairly active all day long, and even into the evening hours I've been noticing. So I just been leaving the V8000 on and just leave it turned on 24/7 and listen to the traffic out here. So it's definitely going to be fun. You know, I was in Echo Link. Let me drop for a second. The island, like I said, it was completely dead, so I used a lot of Echo Link on the island, and I started getting into a lot of digital modes and things like that just so I could stay active. And it's pretty bad because the repeater sites on that island are not cheap. And one of our antennas got knocked down a couple of years ago, and it's still not back up in the air. It's going to cost them right around $4,000 to have Motorola climb the tower and get it set back up. So it's just a lot of wasted money, man, because they're never used. Back to you, Phil. N4WHM from KCAZYB.
Yeah, that's a hard thing when you find repeaters not used. There's one local here where I'm at, and it's hardly ever used in Elberton. It's 145.210 with a PL tone of 118, but it's hardly used, and it's got decent range. It's got about a 50-mile range on it, but I'm hitting the Greenbill repeater right now off of a handheld with 5 watts, so the Greenbill is awesome, and I enjoy it. I've got a base station in the house, radios in both vehicles, and I monitor most of the time. But I'm sitting out on my carport now with just handheld and 5 watts, and seem to be doing all right.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, because you're sounding good. I mean, there's just a little bit of noise in there with you, but nothing at all, really, man. That's surprising that you're hitting that thing that far away on a handheld. I mean, that just shows you right there how good the system really is. I wrote that repeater down, 145.210. What did you say the PL on that was again?
18.8. And it's in Elberton, Georgia.
I just made a note of that. When I get this J-pole up in the air, maybe I'll be able to hit that thing possibly. I've got a huge sugar magnolia tree right in the front yard outside the bay window here. And I'm going to get this J-pole up above the tree line at some point. I've got to get some PVC pipe to bury the coax and get it run over to the tree. But it's not that far from my bay window, maybe 20, 30 feet, something like that. If that, it may not even be that far out. So, yeah, I'd be doing pretty good when I get that above that tree line. I would imagine from the ground up, it's going to be close to 60 feet. Because I'm gonna strap it to a PVC pipe and then strap it to a strong branch on that sugar magnolia, and I'd be getting out pretty well. Let me let this drop for a second. You heard a good friend of mine in Columbus, Ohio, built me a couple copper waterline J-poles over the last 16 years, and he just built me a new one that he had modified. And I tell you, man, that thing just, you could probably drive 500 watts into it easily. Without any problem, which I'll never do that. I mean, I am going to get a 200-watt for Simplex at some point. But this V8000 I'm on right now does 75 watts on high, which, you know, that's a really good radio. And I'm just running low power right now, but 75 watts for a mobile is outstanding.
I've got a couple of those copper J-poles I picked up at the Anderson Ham Fest years past, and I've got one that's just I got it on a like a fence and T-pole mounted it, and just right beside the house as sort of a backup, and I test it from time to time. It works great. It's only, you know, 10 foot in the air, and I can still hit all the local repeaters. Right now I'm actually, my handheld is hooked to a one of the coax antennas Ed Fong makes. If you've ever looked him up, he developed the antenna back in the 90s, and you just put it into a piece of schedule 20 PVC pipe, and I take it camping and throw it up in a tree and hit local repeaters and talk on it, and I'm just really making sure it's still working, and because I'm getting ready to go camping.
Man, they are nice. And this version here he made, he actually made it where I can break it down and throw it in a canvas bag, you know, like the canvas bags for those fold-out canvas chairs. He's got it to where I can break it down and throw one of those, just throw it over my shoulder. Are you on, do you have an email address on QRZ, Phil? If you do, I'll shoot you a couple pictures of this modified J-pole you built me.
I think it's on there, but I'll give it to you. It's pretty easy. It's McGee, McGee, .William@gmail.com. That's McGee.William@gmail.com.
Hey, good deal, man. Yeah, I'm going to send you a picture of this, a couple pictures, the way he built this thing. And he's actually built a few of them for some guys around the area here in South Carolina. And he actually built one for a friend of ours in the UK, Wayne, G7OKI. And we're getting ready to ship that to him. It's kind of crazy for the shipping, though. I mean, we did get the shipping down, but it's going to cost about $60 to ship that thing to him. But, yeah, I mean, if you're interested, you know, he may possibly build you one once you see this thing. And it works on both 2-meter and 70-centimeter. I haven't done a whole lot on 70-centimeter with it yet, but it will work on both.
That's great. That's what I like about this Ed Fong antenna I carry camping. It's both 2 and 70-centimeter. And it's handheld. I got one of the Anytone 878 TMR radios. That's what I'm talking on right now. So I can do anything from TMR to 2-meter, 70-centimeter, and just about anything in between.
RCL.
Station KCAZYB.
ACL on this end. Testing out a new handheld over in Inman, South Carolina.
Sorry, you said you're on a handheld?
That's correct. I am on a new handheld. We just got programmed up, testing it out here in Inman, South Carolina.
Yeah, it's doing a great job. It's sounding real good. I know. I mean, this system here is something else. This is the only second system I've ever talked on that was this, that had a footprint like this. I mean, I'm almost 30 miles from the system, and like I said, I'm using a J-pole, but it's just jammed in the ground about a foot away from the house, right outside my window. So, yeah, it's only a couple of feet off the ground. But what did you say your call was again, buddy? I'm going to go and get you in the logbook here.
Mine is Kilo 2 Romeo Charlie Lima K2RCL, and I didn't want to interrupt you guys, just heard y'all on when I flipped the radio on and just wanted to hop on here and see if it was going to transmit out like it's supposed to. I appreciate you getting back to me. This will be K2RCL. I'll be clear.
Hey, the thing is sounding great. No doubt about it, man. It's sounding real good. So whatever it is, it's doing the job for you. All right, man. Maybe we'll catch out here again. K2RCL from KCAZYB 73. Are you still out there?
Still here. M4WHM for ID.
Now that 878, man, that's a nice radio. A couple of my friends have that radio. And, I mean, I need to get another nice handheld. The one I've got now is a Kenwood THF-6A tri-band. And I've had that thing for about 15, 16 years, and I need to get it serviced. There's either something wrong with the power button or the charging input on the side of the radio. I don't know which. There's something going on with it. I mean, the thing looks brand new. I mean, I took really good care of that thing, and it's a nice handheld. And it's got a wideband receiver on it. I mean, I've listened to 80 meters on 20, 40, and 80 meters on that thing. Not even any kind of an antenna for those frequencies, man. I just had it hooked up to a J-pole and was pulling in stuff on that little radio. But it's seen its better days, though. So, you know, after I get my HF rig, I will definitely be looking at another nice handheld. I'm going to be picking up a Yaesu FT891 here real soon and get it set up. A long time since I have my own HF rig, so I'm ready to get back on the air again with it.
I'm actually studying for my general exam right now. I'd say I'm about 70% prepared. My hope is to wrap that up by April and go test in April and get my general class. I've just stayed a technician for the last 8 years or so, and decided I'd stick my toe in and see if I can get the general and then maybe get into the HF side.
Pretty fine. You know, it has, the general has changed since I took it. I've had my my technician for 16 years, and I got my general a year after. So they've added, from what I understand, they've added a lot of digital in the general question pool. There's another guy that you may hear out here from time to time. He lives in the Lugol, South Carolina area as well. He's a new technician. He's probably had his call sign now maybe 3 weeks or so. And he's studying for his general as well, and that's when he's wanting to take it next month and get it knocked out now. And I tell you, that guy, let me let this drop. Has bought all kinds of equipment, man. He's set up. He's got a handheld, a couple mobiles. He just bought a 950 base. So, yeah, he's doing good. But you'll definitely have fun talking HF. I don't know if you've done any 10-meter with your tech, but, you know, and I'd have to look at a band plan. I'm not sure what area on the 10-meter band you're allowed. It's been so long since I looked at a band plan. But, yeah, you could even do that now. Have you done any 10-meter at all?
No, I hadn't even, I've only stayed in the 2 and 70 centimeters, so, there is part of the band Open in 10, and but I've got a quad band mobile TH9800, but I hadn't dabbled in it yet.
Just saw one of those 9800s online last night. I don't know if it was on eBay or Amazon, but yeah, that's not a bad looking radio. I mean, there's just too many radios out there to choose from, man. I mean, you look at one, and then you look a little longer and find something else you want. I mean, it's just never ending. You know, you buy a radio and say that's the last one you're going to buy, and I think we're just lying to ourselves, man, because there's always something new and better out there. But yeah, I'm just really excited to get back on the HF. It's been a long time since I had my own radio. I had an 857D years ago and sold it, and I don't know why. I wish I had that thing now, because they're not making those anymore. You have to buy them used now, from what I understand. But anyway, Phil, listen, my friend, I'm going to jump out of here for a little bit. I got to jump out on another radio and get a hold of my friends, a couple of my friends that's on standby waiting on me. So anyway, buddy, listen, good talking to you, and I'm sure I'll catch you out here again. You have a good rest of your day. N4WHM from KCZYB. I'll be clearing your final, my friend, 73.
See you, and I'll listen for you again. This is N4WHM. I'm clear.
ZYB, KE4TLC. Jeff, I'm just seeing if you can copy me. I'm mobile, probably not getting in real good. KE4TLC.
Fine, man. I don't think you're getting any better. It's sounding really good. KCZYB. We'll see. KCZYB, did you drop out, man? KCZYB, clear and listening. CPA. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff. How are you?
Well, name here is David, and I was headed down the road here to play some tennis.
Yeah, good deal, Dave. Hey, buddy, can I get your call sign again real quick so I can get you in the logbook?
Yeah, Kilo Bravo 4 Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. All right, my friend, I got you in the logbook here. Well, what part are you in, South Carolina or North Carolina?
South Carolina, in the Taylor's area.
I've heard of that. I've only been in Greenville here a couple of months, so I'm not sure how far that's from Greenville, but I have heard the name. I tell you, you know, there's people from all over this part of the country on this repeater, man. It's unreal, the footprint on this thing.
Yeah, well, it does a pretty good job, and that's for sure. And there might be a bit of a band opening today. Who knows?
I hear you. You know, and I don't know how long you've been out there listening, but you guys are going to start hearing several guys from the U.K., popping in and out of here from time to time, and there'll be another guy from Gold Coast, Australia, that you'll probably hear out here from time to time. So, yeah, as soon as I found out about this system and found out it was Echo Link accessible, I started letting all my friends know about it, so, and they seem to like it. I mean, this is this repeater seems to stay busy all the time, even into the late evening hours.
Believe it or not, it's not as busy as it used to be, but there are a good many people on here at different times of the day. And, of course, with Echo Link, you can, you know, you can talk to anybody all over the world. I like using my HF rig to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I had my own HF rig, and I'm about to get another one here soon. I'm going to get a Yaesu FT891 all mode. It goes from 6 meter up to 160. The only thing that disappointed me a little bit is it doesn't have 2 meter and 70 centimeter like my A57 did, but I've got a couple VHF, UHF, so I don't really have to worry about that. But yeah, I'm ready to get back into it. It's just, you know, there's a platform that I use online. Hold on a second, let me let this drop. I'm sorry, my friend, I just got another call here. I'm going to take a standby just for a minute, man. I'll be back. KCHCYB. CPA.
KN, mobile and listening.
You are KN, I believe. You can correct me if I'm wrong. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name here is David.
You got it right. Name here is Jason.
Alright, let's see if I've got this thing. Okay, stopped at a traffic light here, and this is kind of a scratchy place sometimes. you can stop the car and be in a dead spot and not even know it.
Yeah, I'm on 85 South, almost Anderson, and I just got in a line passing, I guess, there's 7 or 8 NASCAR trucks hauling the cars here. I don't know what they're doing, but they can't drive worth a darn.
Just north?
Southbound towards Atlanta.
Okay. Well, I don't know. They might be headed Road Atlanta. Heck, I don't know. I don't know what else is down there, down that way. But they're, you know, they're tracks all over the country. So I know there's one up, you know, in Concord, right outside of Concord. I've seen that one, but anyway, and of course we, gosh, I can't think of the name of the one in Florida we saw. I'm not a big NASCAR fan, but anyway, we toured it, and man, slope and the curve is just unreal. They took us out there and let us stand on it, and you can't even hardly stand up.
Yeah, I went out to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway when the wife and I lived out there for a few years, and very similar. It's hard to get up on. You can't believe them cars are driving on that steep of an angle. I'm not that big of a fan either. I just don't follow it too much. But, you know, I can appreciate the sport a little bit.
I definitely appreciate it. And, you know, we get some of our technology from what they learn in racing for, you know, the everyday driver. But, one of my jobs when I was working on cars, so I was a master certified technician.
I hear you. I work for the federal government, so it's a whole different animal all in and of itself, but it works for me, and I enjoy it for the most part. But I've never really been one to turn a wrench on a car. I can do it. It's just one of those things I don't enjoy doing. I'm not the guy that's going to sit in his garage and tinker with his car every weekend. And, you know, I don't do my own oil changes and stuff like that, mainly because, well, for one, I'm a little bit lazy when it comes to that, and I'd rather just have somebody else do it.
No, I'm like that about some things, but I have come to find that it's just hard to trust people, and I'll be honest with you. I mean, I go to reputable places. I have to have body work done. I've had to have body work done on my Mustang, and nothing that I did, but... But anyway, and they left things undone, and just, I mean, just, I don't know. I just don't trust anybody working on my car anymore. I changed my own oil because I'd have to pay about $100. It holds 8 quarts of synthetic oil, and, you know, they just charge you like crazy for that alone. And then, of course, I mean, the labor's not much because it's a lost leader thing for the dealership just to get you in the door so they can, you know, sell you something that you need. But anyway, I've just had too many bad experiences, even with dealerships. So I would just people that I thought I could trust. So it's I'd just rather do it myself.
I can understand that. I'm the same way when it comes to stuff around the house. You know, I can do electrical and I can do plumbing and I can do all that stuff. And I'd rather do that stuff myself because my granddaddy showed me how to do it and I know how to do it right. And a lot of times once they get in there and put the covers on stuff, you don't know how they did it, to be honest with you.
N4DJC.
Good.
I guess you have the station in there, but... David, you changed enough oil in your lifetime that I think you know what you're doing.
I called the first, this Jason that's in there too. I called the first part of that. The last part, what was the first part of that sentence that I missed it?
Okay, I'm not running out of power right now. I said, you've changed enough oil in your lifetime that I know you know what you're doing.
I work at a dealership. I mean, that's just something you do. It doesn't matter if you are, master certified tech. You still change oil, rotate tires. You know, if your boss says that's what you're doing, here's your ticket. So get on it. You know, they're waiting for it in the lounge. So, but you know, I worked on anything that came in the door. So. Did my best as our slogan was fix it right the first time. It's Jason, but it might be Casey. Anyway, yeah, the station, go ahead, KP4CBA. So we ran him off, Jerry.
Have a glowing disposition, so that's probably it. I didn't know how well I was getting in the machine this morning. I'd only run about 10, maybe 15 watts.
Fine, I just, I'm mobile and noisy. I guess I need to turn the volume up. And I have arrived. I'm going to play some tennis. I thought it was at 10:30. It's at 12:30. It looks like we might get wet here. But anyway, we'll get out here and see what happens. So I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final. You have a good day, KP4CBA.
Have a good day. Good talking to you. It's pretty outside. It's a little cool. It'll be great for tennis today. Talk to you later, N4DJC Clear.
K4TLC Mobile. Hey, ZYB. K4TLC. Jeff, you still on here?
K4UYO. KM4CTQ.
With 2 Tango Mobile.
Good morning, Rusty. How you doing?
It's afternoon now, Jerry, so you must have slept late.
I think I'm a little confused today. I didn't realize it was 12:30. I'm still on the old time, I guess. My body is anyway. How are you doing today?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. A little frustrated. I went out to go to the fire department to get me a new street sign made, number sign to go in front of my house. And there, there were trucks and everything sitting around, but there was no one in the fire department. I don't know where they were. They were off eating lunch or something. I don't know. But I'll run back down by there later today and see if I can find anybody there. They make these nice two-sided signs with the reflective numbers on them that, you know, the green signs with the reflective numbers. And for about $15, $20, you know, they're metal signs. So that's a good deal, you know.